Hi, it's me again, Char. Baka nakalimutan niyo na ako kasi I've been away for, what, 2 months na? Yeah, I think kasi March yung last podcast episode na pinost ko. So, again, bago niyo pa ako makalimutan, I'm Char Quevedo, a little girl trying to share her stories and learnings in life, hoping that this can somehow inspire another person, you. If you already listened to some or at least one of my previous episodes, welcome back and thank you for staying tuned kasi it means a lot to me. As mentioned, I've been busy lately kasi your ate girl is maraming ganap sa life since nag-birthday siya. So for those who don't know, I celebrated my 24th last March. So ayun, tagal na pala. Lagi ko pa rin nakakalimutan na 24 na ako. Kasi parang I still write 21. Siguro I stopped counting then. Ganun, pag tumatanda talaga. Yung mga late 90s dyan, medyo kabado na kasi the 2000s babies are already what? 20? Yeah, 20 kasi mga 2022 na eh. So yan, time really flies so fast. So fun fact about me is I used to hate my birthday kasi it felt fake and awkward. Yeah, I think that's the best description na I have for birthday. Actually, my birthday lang naman. For other birthdays, I'm pretty excited about other people's birthdays. Pero yung akin, I just like hate it. It's a day na parang everyone needs to be nice to you. Tapos kinabukasan, hindi na ulit kayo magkakakilala. So I just didn't like it. And ewan ko kung ako lang. Pero pansin ko, every time na mag-birthday ako, lagi akong umiyak. And hindi siya tears of joy. So ayun, parang I always parang anticipate na there would be something bad na mangyayari or alam mo yun, iiyak ako. Kaya parang ayokong dumating yung araw na yun. Pero yun, this year, as what I always dreamed of, I spent it almost alone. So parang walang expectations, walang anything, walang makakagulo except sarili ko. So yun. Well, almost alone lang kasi syempre may ibang tao pa rin naman, like di naman ako like totally isolated ganun. Actually, I had a lot of celebrations pala this year, mga 5. So hindi talaga ako alone, technically hindi ako alone. So this episode was planned last January pa, pero surprise surprise, it's already half of the year and I'm already starting it right now. Well, I actually started it na a few months back, pero I just didn't have like the right time and the right place to finish it. This was supposed to be a 24 things I learned before turning 24, pero I would like to take this opportunity to share the most lesson I learned upon turning 24 and what I think this season means for me. So yan, let's go. If you listen to episode 3 of the Love series, I shared there a lot of secrets. Taray, secrets. So, mga hindi pa nakakarinig, alam kong curious kayo. So, click nyo muna yon, pakinggan nyo muna, then balik kayo. Maghihintay ako. Sana all, hinihintay. Na-joke lang. I shared there na I was going through a lot of stuff na, to be honest, I'm not fully healed yet from. I'm not sure. I think I'm slowly getting there. I mean, healing is not a linear process naman. So, yeah, and it's a continuous process na we all have to go through. So, basically, episode 3, so Love Series, that was February. That was like 3 months back already. And a lot of things have already changed in my life. And my status then was like super far from where I am right now, and I'm just grateful na I am here still talking to you guys. So yun nga, I'm still a work in progress and it's okay. I'm most of the time okay naman na. To be where I am today, I had to sacrifice something na I didn't want to let go of. That something was so important that it made me question if I really want to go in this direction. It came to a point where I continually kept asking God why. Like, I don't understand why I can't just have both. of the things na I wanted. Sabi nga ni Hannah Montana, kung abutan niyo man yun, grabe. Kung hindi, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, yun lang masasabi ko. Anyway, sabi niya is, the best of both worlds, di ba? So, pwede naman ibigay ni Lord sa akin both. So, bakit niya pa ako papahirapan? So, I kept asking, Lord, why? Pero like everything, there is a reason and a purpose why it's happening or why it happened or why it hasn't happened yet. I may not have fully understood it then. I'm not sure if I understand it now. I don't know when I'll fully understand it or if my questions can be answered in this lifetime. But I trust that His plans will always be better than mine. That's something I hold on to and I say to everyone, keep faith. That's what faith means naman, di ba? It's not trusting God when everything is well, but trusting God even if everything seems and feels not well. And with that, faith together with surrender, I'm slowly appreciating the pain I've gone through the past months. It was clearly shown to me during the time of my birthday na even if I celebrated the day itself alone, I didn't feel lonely because there were a lot of people who genuinely greeted and showed their love for me that day. Actually, hindi lang nung day na yon, pero also the next days, even though they were not with me physically. So, sa lahat ng taong bumati sa akin nun, thank you so much. I appreciate all of you. I believe that this season where I'm in right now is for me to realize, to cherish my connection with other people, and to continue to build relationships. I'm the type of person kasi na all or nothing, so I tend to focus on one person or thing lang. Kasi that's where all of my energy is already going, so parang wala nang natitira for others. Ewan ko ba? I'm just like a very extreme person, extreme na meron or extreme na wala. Lately ko lang na-realize actually na this, lahat ng nangyayari sa buhay ko, is an answered prayer. I know na one of my weaknesses or something that I have to improve on, kasi one of the comments I usually get talaga ever since is mapili ako sa tao. Actually, mapili naman ako sa lahat ng bagay, pero lalo na sa tao. Mataas din kasi talaga ego ko, medyo narcissistic. Snob lang talaga ako, for short. I think that's the best description for me. I'm not proud of it. Actually, before I was. Pero right now, I realize na it's not a good thing. May a snob. Pero I'm still working on it. So, yun, feeling exclusive item kasi ako. So, I don't let anyone enter my life nang ganun-ganun lang. Pero the last months, I've been filled with a lot of love and happiness talaga. I'm very grateful for the people who have been there for me. Those who cheered me on even though hindi nila alam kung anong pinagdadaanan ko. Those who gave me advice to continue life. Those who listened sa mga paulit-ulit kong kwento. Those who just sat with me kahit nakatunga nga lang ako. Those who respected my silence during the times na wala na akong masabi talaga. Those na kahit hindi pa ako talaga kilala is na-appreciate yung existence ko. Those people na randomly nagme-message sa akin on how much they appreciate me and my work, and they hope na I continue on. Yun. Kung pinapakinggan mo to, isa ka sa mga taong gusto kong pasalamatan kung bakit buhay pa ako ngayon at patuloy na lumalaban. I mean, not to be dramatic naman, pero for the past months, it was really difficult for me to find hope and to find a reason to continue. The little things that you guys do are actually already big for me. Kahit na silent listener kayo, silent reader, or just follow me and don't check my post. Mahal ko kayong lahat. Nice. Love really is everywhere if you open yourself to it. For everything that I experienced these past months, I'm just really, really beyond grateful. And I'm speechless on how God can turn around your situation in just a split second. From wanting to die and not caring about anyone to just wanting to pour out love to other people. Kasi my heart feels so full. I don't know if you guys already experienced it, pero may times na I just really feel, as in feeling ko, punong-puno ako. Like, super happy, super saya na just gusto kong magsabay ng rainbows and butterflies and candies to everyone. Kasi like, I'm so full. I feel so loved. I feel so happy. I want everyone to feel loved and happy then. So, talagang keep faith lang, guys. Parang walang katapusan na kalbaryo. Pero sabi nga sa akin ng bago kong pinsan, shout out kay Carla Lacanilao. I'm not sure she's listening. Pero if oo, hi, cuz. Sabi niya sa akin, hanggat may naniniwala sa'yo, kahit isa lang, magpatuloy ka. Minsan, hindi ikaw yung taong yon, pwede rin ikaw lang, pero ang mahalaga is magpatuloy ka. Sabi niya rin sa akin, you just have to keep saying to yourself na tatry ko ulit bukas, then tatry ko ulit bukas, then tatry ko ulit bukas, then bukas ng bukas hanggang hindi mo nare-realize na andito ka na sa moment na to ngayon kung saan biglang okay na pala lahat. I'm really happy kasi dumating ako dun sa moment na ito na pala yun. Hindi ko akalain na mararating ko yung moment na yun ngayon. I know this podcast isn't reaching a lot of people yet. Manifesting pa rin tayo, sis. Hopefully, someday, dami tayo. But I want you to know how grateful I am that you gave time to listen to my blabbers. I hope you know that we may not know each other in real life, but I'm thanking God for your life. And I hope you continue to live a life you're proud of. Or if you're not happy with where you are now, I pray that you get to be where you want to be and never lose hope and faith that you deserve a good life and you will have a good life. Let's continue to be kind with one another kasi each one of us is going through something talaga na we don't know. If you've been thinking about someone you want to reach out to, ito na yung sign na yon to reach out to that person no matter how awkward you feel it might be like kasi you don't know, baka yung simpleng hi or kumusta could save someone else's life. The world is already cruel and full of bad things, guys. I hope that in spite of this is you continue to show compassion and love. Always do things out of love, not just for love. Lastly, before I end this episode, is I just want to encourage you, as people always encourage me, to choose life every day, no matter how difficult it feels, because everything passes. The pain, the happiness, everything passes eventually. So just keep on choosing life because you matter and you make a difference in this world, okay? Sabi nga ni Maring Taylor Swift, breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, breathe out. Okay, I love you. Good morning, good evening, and good night.